The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Brittany from Nashua.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
You all right, girl?
Sorry about that. What's the...
Good morning, Brittany. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie, of course, that is a loss for you, Brittany. And Kennedy's now gone over into that soundproof studio. Have we checked to make sure it's soundproof recently?
I haven't gone in there or yelled at her yet.
Okay, just, you know, every once in a while you got to check those things.
Check. Kennedy, can you hear me? Wave if you can hear me.
Nope, she didn't move. That's okay. Good. Good test, Dan.
That was science.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Did you know that Nancy Cartwright, who has been the voice of Bart Simpson since the beginning, is Sabrina Carpenter's auntie? Which city do the Simpsons live in?
Springfield?
George Clooney is basically begging President Biden to drop out of the race in an op-ed for the New York Times. He said, Biden saved democracy in 2020. We need him to do it again in 2024 by stepping down. Who is the current vice president under Biden?
Kamala Harris.
Question number three. Richie Sambora turned 65 today. He is the former lead guitarist for a little band called Bon Jovi.
No big deal.
Name this Bon Jovi song. Just from its opening lyric, take a listen.
It's all the same. Only the name will change every day. It seems we're wasting away.
Name the song.
Wanted Dead or Alive.
Inside Out 2 is now the highest grossing Pixar movie of all time. What is the name of the young girl who minds inner workings we follow in the movies?
I don't know.
Question number five. Luke Combs has a new song, Post Malone. It's called Guy for That. It comes out August 16th. He posted a teaser and tagged Post Malone saying, we doing this or what? Post Malone currently has the number two song in the entire country. What is that song called?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. That would be a good name for a song.
Kennedy! I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure there's one out there.
I hope that's the right answer.
It is not. It is not.
We'll get ahead of that one now.
All right.
Let's see.
Hi.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I have Brittany getting 3 out of 5. Is that correct, Dan?
That is correct.
All right.
All right, well done, my friend.
Use 3 of my fingers to count that.
Not too bad.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Nancy Cartwright, who's been the voice of Bart Simpson since the beginning, is Sabrina Carpenter's auntie?
I did.
Yes, you did know that. Which city do the Simpsons live in?
Springfield.
That is correct. It is 1-1. George Clooney is basically begging President Biden to drop out of the race. He wrote an op-ed for the New York Times saying, Biden saved democracy in 2020. We need him to do it again in 2024 by stepping down. Who is the current VP under Biden?
Kamala Harris.
That is correct. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Richie Sambora turning 65 today. He is the former lead guitarist for a little band called Bon Jovi. Name this Bon Jovi song just from its opening lyrics.
It's all the same. Only the name will change.
it Dead or Alive?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Tied at three. Question number four. Inside Out 2 is now the highest grossing Pixar movie of all time. What is the name of the young girl whose mind's inner workings we follow in the movies?
I don't know.
Oh, you got to see the movie,
Kenneth. It starts with an A, but that's about as far as I can get. Go ahead.
That's disappointment, Kennedy.
Embarrassment, perhaps.
Maybe embarrassment. Her name is Riley.
Riley. All right.
We're tied at three. Question number five. Luke Combs has a new song with Post Malone. It's called Guy for That. It comes out August 16th. And Luke posted a little thing. Says, we doing this or what? Post Malone currently has the number two song in the entire country. What is it called?
Post Malone does? Is that what you said?
Yep.
I don't remember. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is not the name of the song. I had some help.
I had some help. Gosh.
I had some help, Kennedy. Sheesh.
I had some help.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's it. All right, the final score is 3-3 with a tie. Kennedy, you get the win. Barely scraping by.
Really?
Nice
well
job.
Done, Brittany.
And,
at least I don't leave embarrassed today.
That's my girl.
You don't leave embarrassed. And you got yourself a little parting gift. You want a pair of VIP Friends section tickets to see The Winter's Tale at Parkman Bandstand at Boston Common as a part of Shakespeare on the Common. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Brittany, and I'm from Nashville, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Dave from Somerset.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Living the dream. How are you, buddy?
Oh, fantastic.
Love to hear it.
If there were a contestant that would be in the rafters of this radio station for Campy Kennedy, I think Dave would be one of those guys.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's never actually
I'm going for my first win today, baby. Yeah.
Let's go!
How long do you think you've been playing Campy Kennedy now?
I lost at least 10 or 12 times, I'd say.
You're the Buffalo Bills of Campy Kennedy.
But I love that you just keep coming back.
All right. Today's the day, Dave. You know. I can feel it. Today is the day.
Yep.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture, Dave. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is, in fact, another loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The first trailer for Gladiator 2 is here. The star of the first Gladiator is not returning. Who played Maximus in the original?
Russell Crowe.
He's on the board, Dan.
You hear the excitement in his voice when he knew that one?
Boom, 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 boom.
Alessia Cara is 28 years old today. She was the Best New Artist winner at the Grammys in 2018. She has songs like Stay, Scars to Your Beautiful, and How Far I'll Go. Take a listen to that song and name the Disney movie that it is the theme song from. Take a listen. Name that Disney movie?
Little Mermaid?
How quickly the wheels fall off the bus. Question number three. Jeff Goldblum welcomed Scarlett Johansson to the Jurassic Park franchise saying, quote, don't get eaten unless you want to. What are the new Jurassic Park movies titled as?
Jurassic Park 25.
Question number four. 220 years ago today in 1804, Alexander Hamilton engaged in a pistol duel with Vice President Aaron Burr. It was a fight to the death, and Hamilton lost. Spoiler alert, Dan. She's...
I know.
But he still lives on with a badass Broadway play and his face on which bill denomination? Which bill is his face on?
$2 bill.
$2 bill?
Yeah.
Question number five. 11 years ago today in 2013, Orange is the New Black premiered on Netflix. It ran for 7 seasons. What is the name of the penitentiary in that show?
Oh my God, I used to watch that. Help.
Help? Is that what he said?
Help the penitentiary.
Don't swear.
I don't have it.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Dave, I don't know if today's the day, man.
You never know,
I know it's not.
Wow. No. Today could be the day, Kennedy.
Really?
Today could be the day.
What happened?
Kennedy, be dumb for me, baby. Yeah.
Be dumb for me, baby.
Dave from Somerset got 1 out of 5 correct.
But if I don't love him.
Buddy.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
The first trailer for Gladiator 2 is here. The star of the first Gladiator will not be returning. Who played Maximus in the original?
Russell Crowe.
1-1. Did you see the trailer yet?
I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't. I need to go watch that today.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of chatter about it online. Question number 2. Alessia Cara, 28 years old today. She was the best new artist at the Grammys in 2018. She has a bunch of hits like Stay and Scars You Beautiful. And How Far I'll Go. Take a listen to that song and then name the Disney movie that it's from. Take a listen.
Gosh, I don't know. Moana?
That's my girl!
The only Disney princess who didn't need no man.
That's right, Dan.
She solved it on her own.
From the 617, can we get a new segment called What Did Dave Say? Because this dude is great and really hard to understand.
Am I?
I don't think so.
I must be fluent Dave because I get it all.
But I've heard everything. Half of it.
2-1 for Kennedy. Question number 3. Jeff Goldblum welcomed Scarlett Johansson to the Jurassic Park franchise saying, and I quote, "Don't get eaten unless you want to." What are the new Jurassic Park movies titled as?
Jurassic World.
3-1. 220 years ago today in 1804, Alexander Hamilton engaged in a pistol duel with Vice President Aaron Burr. It was a fight to the death, and Hamilton lost.
Sure did.
But he still lives on with a badass Broadway play and his face on which bill?
$10. Founding father.
Without a father. A law father by working a lot harder by being a self-starter.
He's going to do this all day if you don't care.
I'm all at him.
All right.
4-1. Question number 5. 11 years ago today in 2013, Orange is the New Black premiered on Netflix. It ran for 7 seasons. What is the name of the penitentiary that the show took place in?
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Litchfield. Litchfield is it. From the 315, Dave is Sal's favorite competitor because he never wins.
Oh!
Thanks for nothing, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Dave. Anytime.
You're welcome here anytime, brother. Hear me now.
All right. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Dave. You don't get the cash. Lucky number 13, I think, there for losses for Dave.
I can feel it. Next time's your time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in to play, Dave.
We
love you. We appreciate you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Dave, and I got smoked by Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Kennedy. You ready for it?
I am.
Are you ready for it? Say good morning to Melissa from Waltham.
Hello, Melissa. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, good. What are you up to?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
Right now.
I understand you're a loan processor at a bank?
I am.
Be nice to her. You're going to meet her one day.
Please. You're going to look at my credit score and just laugh and go, nope.
I might.
going to look at mine and said, absolutely. Come right in. I see you've worked very hard.
I don't even know if I have a credit score. I might just not even be on the grid.
I think
get
the low
stuff.
As I understand it, it's like golf. The lower the number, the better, right?
Sure, Carson.
Is that how that works?
Like, I don't know about that.
Then I am birdieing my credit score.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that small studio. It's soundproof. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Part two of Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American saga, will not hit theaters next month as planned. Since the first movie bombed, they're hoping to give it more time to catch on with audiences. Kevin left one of the most popular TV shows on television due to scheduling conflicts because of the movie. Which show did he leave?
I have no idea. Yellowstone? I don't know.
There you go. Question number two. Paul Mescal hopes Glicked becomes the next Barbenheimer when Gladiator 2 and Wicked open on the same day in November. He says, fingers crossed, people come out and see both films on opening weekend. Which pop star is playing one of the leads in Wicked?
Ariana Grande.
Princess Leia's gold bikini is hitting the auction block with a starting bid of $30,000. Which Star Wars villain had Princess Leia as a slave when she was wearing that famous gold bikini?
Jabba the Hutt.
Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, 59 today. Take a listen to the opening lyrics of this song and then name it. Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Name the song.
Is it Beverly Hills?
No, I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
Lock it in, final answer.
Question number five. David Henry is 35 today. He played Ted Mosby's future son on How I Met Your Mother. Which comedian was the narrator of How I Met Your Mother for all nine seasons?
Oh, no. Oh, God. A comedian?
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know.
Appeared on this show several times in studio, as a matter of fact.
Lovely person.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Oh, did you see that, Dan? My credit score just dropped 3 points. Just by existing. Kennedy, Melissa got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Part two of Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American saga, will not hit theaters next month as planned. Since the first movie bombed, they're hoping to give it more time to catch on with audiences. I don't know. How about just make a better movie?
I mean, he like mortgaged his life to make
I am so mad.
Kevin left one of the most popular TV shows due to scheduling conflict because of this movie. Which show did he leave?
Yellowstone.
Ruined Yellowstone for that garbage.
Fact. Fact.
We would call him a ya-ya ding-dong.
Used to love that show.
Tied at one, question number two. Paul Mescal hopes Glicked, or I guess it should be Glicked.
Glicked is what they're going for, yeah.
Becomes the next Barbenheimer when Gladiator 2 and Wicked open on the same day in November. Fingers crossed, people come out and see both films on opening weekend. Which pop star is playing one of the leads in Wicked?
Ariana Grande.
Tied at two. Princess Leia's gold bikini is hitting the auction block, starting at $30,000.
That's it?
That's what I thought. It was a little low. Which Star Wars villain had Princess Leia as a slave when she was wearing the famous gold bikini?
Jabba the Hutt.
Tied at three. Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, turning 59 today. Take a listen to the opening lyrics of their song and then name it. Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Creepy girls never looked at me.
Beverly Hills.
4-4. Question number five. David Henry, 35 today. He played Ted Mosby's future son on How I Met Your Mother. Which comedian was the narrator of How I Met Your Mother for all nine seasons?
Bob Saget?
She's always a little weird because he was playing adult Ted Mosby, but Ted Mosby was already an adult.
I don't know.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
All right.
Okay.
5-4 is the final score. I don't know what that means. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. I forgot to mention this earlier. You just won yourself 4 tickets to see Third Eye Blind July 13th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but you've got those tickets for free.
That's your gift horse.
Yeah, how exciting. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a good
show.
I'm
a little less sad now.
Good.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melissa from Waltham, and I still can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.